Mics on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on a Thursday afternoon. Still not bad outside, although the temperature has dropped probably 15 degrees since this morning when I came to work. It was probably right around 30, 31 degrees when I got to work this morning. Right now it is 16 degrees, and so the temperature is dropping. It's going to sadly keep on dropping. It was really nice. The last 3 days were really nice. And I think for a lot of us, for most of us, it came at a really good time. It came at a really fortuitous time to allow us to take a break from the sub-zero, windy, blizzardy garbage that we've experienced a lot this winter and just kind of gave us hope that spring was ahead. But we are going to kind of drop back into it here for at least a few days here in the Red River Valley and the upper Midwest. And in fact, it's even worse in northern Wisconsin and the Twin Cities area right now, because I think they're getting, 8, 10, 15 inches of snow in some of those areas, and we're luckily missing out on that. So it's all good. Something that's very important to me, and I talked about it in the first hour, is the petition drive to get enough signatures to get the Clean Water Lands and Outdoor Heritage Fund on the ballot for the voters of North Dakota in November. It would put 5% of the total revenues generated from taxes collected from the production and extraction of oil and gas in North Dakota into a fund that would be used for conservation. I think this is a good thing. I wanted to have somebody in the program today to better explain to you why he thinks it's a good thing, too. So I'm going to welcome in Keith Trigo. He is with the Clean Water Lands and Outdoor Heritage Fund. He's one of the drivers behind it. Hello, Keith Trigo. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I'm doing very well.
Good. So, tell us about this. I previewed a little bit in the previous hour, and I just gave a very quick preview right there about why I think it's important to get this done, but I want to hear it from you, Keith. What, tell us about this and why you think it should happen.
Okay, Mike. Well, as North Dakota citizens know, as they move around the state, whether they hunt, fish, use parks, just travel, there's a lot of changes going on in North Dakota. We have a lot of changes to our landscape. We're losing a lot of CRP, we're losing native prairie, a lot of development pressures in the west, agriculture pressures in the east, just a different time, a time for our state to sort of rethink our future. And so that's the challenge that we face. And of course, with challenges, there's opportunities. And that's really the good news part of this, is that we have the opportunity in the state to make some decisions about our outdoor future. What we're looking at with the ballot measure is the opportunity to use a very small portion of existing oil extraction tax dollars to fund a variety of conservation, parks, outdoor type activities that will benefit citizens across the state. And it's really about looking to the future. This is the time to be a bit bold, be a bit visionary. We're probably several years late already in addressing some of these important issues for our citizens. So it's time to make a significant investment and move forward in things that our citizens tell us every day that they love. And it's important to our quality of life. It's water quality. It's dealing with our flood control issues. It's providing wildlife habitat, access to outdoor opportunities, all the things that North Dakotans love. We're among the most outdoor-loving citizens in the nation. We're constantly in the top percentages of states that hunt and fish, people that camp, people that use the outdoors. It's part of our makeup. And so we have this really unique opportunity now to address these issues in a meaningful way.
When it comes to this, Keith, first of all, how many signatures have been collected so far? And I think I misstated the name of the drive. It's a conservation fund. It would be a Clean Water Wildlife and Parks Fund. I think I referred to it as the name from a couple of years ago, but it is a conservation fund. How many signatures do you need, and how many signatures have been collected so far for the petition?
Right now, I believe, Mike, we have around 10,000 signatures, and I believe the number needed to get on the ballot is about 27,000.
Okay. And you have until about mid-August to do that, correct?
Yeah, actually early August. You have,
early August, okay.
A year, and from the time we started, yeah.
Do you have any doubt that you'll be able to get those 27,000 signatures? Because if you already have 10,000, it's February 20th, I guess I would see no problems gathering those signatures.
No, we expect no problems. The citizen interest and response to our signature gathering has been overwhelming, as we expected it would be. People are very interested in these issues. It, you know, they touch virtually every family in our state. They love their outdoor activities. So, no, the response has been good, and we'll get the signatures.
Now, this would put aside about $150 million. That's the estimate that I've seen over a two-year biennium, 2015-2017. Is that an accurate number, Keith, as far as you know?
It's probably in the ballpark, Mike. People use various numbers, but that's probably a number that's worth discussing.
Okay.
It's probably close.
So who would decide then how this money is distributed? Who would be in charge of it? How would it be doled out?
Well, that's the other part that's really positive about the way this ballot measure is laid out, Mike, is that, first of all, there would be a citizen-based advisory board that's would be comprised of folks appointed by the governor. There would be legislators on this board. It would have a really broad citizen base and perspective. And then, of course, the real important factor for citizens to nail down their comfort level is who actually makes the decisions. And the governance in this ballot language is rock solid. The decision makers would be the governor, the attorney general, and the state ag commissioner. Those three people in combination would decide on the expenditure of every one of these dollars.
And they would take recommendations from a citizen board of real people, right? Of citizens of the state of North Dakota.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very quickly, somebody texted in and said, Mike, who do I contact to sign this petition? And Keith, I don't know if you know anybody. This person may be in the Fargo area, maybe in the Bismarck area. I'm not sure where they are. But is there a place where people can go if they're interested in signing the petition?
Well, there is an office in Fargo. We have people collecting signatures very actively in Fargo and in Bismarck. We don't have necessarily a set location. There will be people at some of the major sporting and home show events coming up here over the next few weeks, and there will be people out and about. We do have a website. People would just jump on Google Clean Water Wildlife Parks. It'll take them to our website, and that'll give them some more information about where they might go if they're in a specific location, or they could contact the folks directly and line up a place to sign.
Now, I know that in a couple of weeks here, there's going to be the Red River Valley Sportsman Show at the Fargo Dome, which draws 40,000 people over a four-day period, something like that. Will you guys have a presence there?
I believe that we will. I don't keep up with all the. There's a lot of activities going on here. I don't have all the details in front of me, but I'm virtually certain that we will have a presence there, and a similar presence in most of the other major cities during this time of year when a lot of those kind of gatherings are occurring.
My gut feeling, and I have not seen polling, and I don't know if you guys have done polling or if you've reached that stage yet, but my gut feeling is that if this gets on the ballot, it stands a very good chance of passing in the state of North Dakota, Keith, for all the reasons that you laid out, that there are a lot of people who value conservation, value wildlife, and value all these things. Do you have that same sense, or have you guys done some polling, some internal polling that you'd want to share?
Well, we have done polling, Mike. We haven't done anything recently, so I don't have any, new information to share, but certainly our past information plus what we're finding as we reach out and deal with the public would confirm what you just said. It's like I said, these issues are extremely important to people in North Dakota. They value these outdoor activities, and so we expect that there's going to be a lot of support for this kind of a wise investment.
Now, there is some opposition, and I'm not going to go through the point-by-point thing. Well, there's plenty of time down the road here before the election day to do that, but this is going to be a long campaign because some opposition came out today on February 20th and said, we're against this. Are you ready for that? A lengthy, hard-fought campaign, Keith. Are you ready for a long battle here before Election Day in November?
Well, we are, Mike. We're aware of the opposition and the points that the folks have made. If not, they're the same ones that have been made for the last two or three years. And obviously, our coalition and the citizens that we work with see things differently. This is about making a wise investment in our future with tax dollars that we already have that are already coming to the state. It's about being visionary in an area that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, frankly. We've kind of taken our outdoor, our wonderful outdoors activities here for granted for a long time. We're expecting a good public policy debate. That's what these things should be about. And I think in the end, the citizens will decide that this is a worthwhile investment, and they'll be very happy to support us.
A couple of people have texted and said, could you give an example or two of a project that this fund would help fund if it were to pass in November, Keith? And the one thing I brought up earlier was with CRP disappearing at the rate that it's disappearing, I could see this possibly some money going for that type of set-aside thing where farmers could be compensated for land set aside. I don't know if that's the truth or not, but I'd love to see something like that happen. Would that be an example, or are there other examples you could give that this money could be used for?
Well, there's actually many ideas that have surfaced, but the one that you outlined is one that often comes to the top of the list, and certainly these kind of funds would be very usable for that exact kind of project. The real key, and one of the things that makes us so optimistic, is that we know that there's a huge interest among farmers and ranchers in this state to do voluntary private land conservation. The Conservation Reserve Program has showed us that every time there's a conservation program available, there is far more interest than we have either acres or dollars. So the demand is out there. So the ability to craft a sort of a North Dakota version of the voluntary conservation program that's perhaps a little simpler, a little nimbler, a little more landowner-friendly than the federal program there's tremendous need for that. There's tremendous interest. And that would be one of the ideas that I think would be maybe first on the list for discussion.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear, because I am alarmed by the amount of CRP that's coming off the landscape, not only just in North Dakota, but nationally as well. So when I hear that this money could be used to have a voluntary, let's work together type program to take some of those acres out of production to produce some wildlife and give some hunters some opportunities. To me, that's a great selling point for everybody on this thing. So that's both farmers and sportsmen and the public as well, Keith. So that's good to hear. I need to run, Keith. Thank you. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for getting the word out there today. We'll have you back as much as we possibly can before November. Okay.
Sounds great, Mike. Great to visit with you, and have a good day.
You bet. Keith Trigo, he is with the Conservation Fund group that's pushing this petition across the state of North Dakota.